Hello and welcome to Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Now, a couple of hours ago, that hotly anticipated National Security Council meeting announced that they will be announcing tomorrow the tightening of MCO 3.0, which will include additional economic and social restrictions. Now, what impact will this so-called full-scale lockdown have on the ongoing vaccination process and more widely on our medical ecosystem as a whole for the care of both COVID and non-COVID illnesses? Let's focus on the vaccination program first. Joining us on the show, Datuk Chevy Bay, he's the founder of the health tech company BookDoc. Now, BookDoc is one of the operators of the vaccination stations at the WTC AstraZeneca Vaccination Centre in KL. Chevy, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. I understand you've had a long day at WTC, but perhaps you could begin our conversation tonight by helping us understand a little bit better the role that BookDoc plays in the National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme.
So we are the administrator and the coordinator. So basically, we are given a task where every day X amount of thousands of people will come and do the vaccine. Our job is to verify, to make sure they are registered, number one. Number two, then after that, we go through the whole flow, right? So to check whether their health condition allows them to do the vaccine. Then after that, we're going to do the jab for them and subsequently observe the individual for 15, 20 minutes to ensure that there are no side effects and they're okay before they can leave the place. And the whole process will take about 30 to 35 minutes. Yeah, so that's our role and responsibility as we speak.
Right, Chevy, I understand that the two other stations, and I was lucky enough actually to be at your station at WTC, that those are run by different companies. Could you help us understand the rationale behind having different companies run different stations at the same venue?
Yeah, so I think everyone has what you call capacity constraints. I think initially the government wanted to roll out to all the GPs, but they wanted a fee of like 25 ringgit, if I understand correctly. But the government was only willing to do 14 ringgit. So if you are charging 25, sorry, you are out of the race. So these are the four or five hungry companies who are willing to do it at a rate, at a CSR rate, I would say, right? Because 14 ringgit, you don't really make much because you have to mobilize the whole workforce. Just like us, as a company as a whole, we have to mobilize about 60 staff to be on ground. And it's 9 to 9, you know, not 9 a.m. to 9 to 5 p.m., but 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So it's really draining and you have to pay the staff OT, et cetera. So it becomes commercially not viable for all companies to enjoy and go through this thing.
So can I ask you, Chevy, then, given your capacity constraints, are you concerned that perhaps a tighter lockdown, like the one that we're anticipating tomorrow, could that impact the vaccination process?
No, I think not so much. I think the overall thing has been very well received by people. People have been coming up and wanting to take the vaccine. Unlike the first phase with Pfizer, I think the take-up rate wasn't that great. But now for AstraZeneca, I've seen so many C-suite running GLC, MNC, and their senior management coming up and say, hey, I want to do the vaccine. I didn't see this in the first phase. So, and these people are
educated. But what about your operations? What about BookDoc operations, your operations, Chevy? I'm happy to hear that registrations and take-up is increasing. But in terms of your capacity and your operations, are you worried about an impact?
No, every day we are ramping up. We are looking closely, dynamically, not static, that how many volume. So when we first started, just to share with you, was 1,200 people that we screened. And after that, there were about 5-6 days, there was only about 800. And subsequently, for the past few days, our capacity has ramped up to almost 3,000 a day. So now
Chevy,
the government...
I want to ask you about the long-term government targets, right? Your company, the other companies involved, now located largely in the Klang Valley and in Selangor. But what about scaling up to a national level? How is that going to happen? And does it mean for your company hiring more people, training more people? What's going to be the landscape like?
Yeah, I think everything has to be planned systematically. It's going to be like ad hoc, right? So the first phase, we have 288,800 vaccines, right? So now the phase two, they were supposed to get 1 million, and I think they gotten like 1.1 million to be rolled out by June. So after that, then in July, I think the government is procuring another 10 million dosages. So with another 10 million, then you can go to places like Penang, Kuching, Malacca, Johor. So there's a nationwide rollout plan. But for now, this is also a good testing ground. And Selangor, as you know, is bulk of 80% of the business activity. Majority of the population also live in Klang Valley, right? So I think this is a good testing site and a launching pad.
Can I ask you, Chevy, what lessons you've learned in the short time that you've been doing this? I know it's an evolving process, but again, there have been some missteps, some stumbles. In the early days, there were challenges with overcrowding and crowd management. Recently, we heard that there's now investigation going, looking into two incidents of recipients being administered lower doses of the vaccine than the required amount. I mean, what kind of challenges have you had to tweak your operations to?
I mean, there are a lot of tweaking and a lot of challenges, I'm not a lie, right? So, number one, when we went in there, we put 24 doctors, right? So, I think 24 doctors is a bit overkill because you take like an ant, you're using basically a nuclear bomb to kill an ant, so it doesn't make sense. So, we have to right-size it that, okay, doctor, your job is to do the consultation and the jab. So, we only needed about 10. But the first day, we had 24 of them. Then we actually need more nurses to do the jabs instead of doctors doing the jabs. Then the consultation, it can be done by the pharmacies because they're legally and professionally qualified to do so. So we right-size the amount and the ratio. And on top of that, it's not only that. We need ushers, right, to like a traffic police to say, hey, you finished station one, now go to station two. You finished station two, go to station three. So we need a lot of things of that coordination. Otherwise, is the chicken without a head, you know. Then they're running around. Then they get confused. So that is tweaking number one. Tweaking number two is also like the volume, right? So when we first started with 1,002, we know how much we need. Then when we go 800, 900, we can sort of right-size and downsize a bit, right? But now when we go above 3,000, so we have to up the capacity, the doctors, the pharmacies, the nutritionists, and all the ushers even more. And now, from my understanding, the government is going to roll out another few more locations in Klang Valley. One of them is Chuji. Another one is also Bukit Jalil itself. So then we have to start planning manpower-wise. Hey, they're going to do this in 2 weeks' time. So if they don't do this in 2 weeks' time, what is the plan? We're going to top up additional 10 more doctors, 20 more pharmacies, 10 more nurses. So we have to right size and get the amount right. And of course, I'm not on the line. At the first, we might not be correctly, completely, but we will keep improving from time to time.
Right. Chevy, thank you so much for shedding some light into the matter and for speaking with us tonight. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
After this, we're going to take a look at the potential impact of a lockdown on the medical manufacturing supply chain. So stay tuned to consider this.